Well, for Australian soccer fans, sports fans, just Australians generally, all eyes on Brazil. Tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock, our time, the Socceroos take on the Netherlands in a really critical Group B match. We're ranked 62 in the world. The Netherlands are 15. We're coming off a 3-1 loss to Chile, though I thought after 14 minutes we were fantastic. The Netherlands thumped the defending champion Spain 5-1. The match is being played in the southern city of Porto Alegre, where workers have struggled in recent days to complete the stadium ahead of the tournament kickoff. The match will be shown on SBS Television, who are showing the entire tournament live and exclusive. Heading the coverage, Mr. Football, the great Les Murray. He has been the face and voice of football on SBS since their first free-to-air broadcast in 1980. Goodness me. Now, 34 years later, he's moving into semi-retirement. He says it's not an easy decision to step down from doing what I've enjoyed so much over the decades, but as Johnny Warren used to tell me, you have to allow yourself a point where you can smell the roses that you've planted. Oh, we need to do a bit of smelling, but never mind about it. It's the Socceroos. We've got a saver. Les, welcome to Sydney again, all the way from Brazil.
Thanks, Alan. Great to talk to you, mate, from Porto Alegre in the south of this beautiful country.
Yeah. You must be thrilled at the reaction from Australian viewers. More than 6.8 million people have tuned in during the first 4 days of the tournament.
It's fantastic. I mean, that tops, I think, just about all of the World Cups we did at this stage of the tournament. The Australians are here, of course, and they're still in it. They're still alive. They did perform well, as you said, after 14 minutes in Cuiabá. And I think that Chile were very, very lucky because we had a lot of chances in the second half, the Australians. If one of those goes in, it's 2-2, and it's a new ball game.
Right.
I think we would have beaten them.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I just should say to our listeners, and I'm remiss to not making this point, I should have made it with Matthias Cormann, and people would be saying, what's that accent? Matthias Cormann was born in a German-speaking area of Belgium. Les, you can hear the accent, he's still got it. He was born in a provincial Hungarian city of Papa, where his parents fled following the World War II bombings on the capital of Budapest. Hey, you're a long way from there now, Les.
Matthias Cormann was born in Papa.
No, he was born in Belgium. No, he was born in Belgium.
Oh, he was born in Belgium,
but
yeah.
But you were born in Hungary.
Well, I thought he was South African, actually, from his accent.
No.
But there you go.
There you go. There you go. So, look, bring us up to speed. Well, firstly, I must ask you, what are they saying in Brazil about the draw this morning with Mexico?
Well, I mean, we just saw that the end of that just not very long ago, of course. And we just landed in Porto Alegre, and in the car that we got to the hotel he had a TV screen in the car and we're watching it, couldn't believe it. But you know, this Brazil, it's an amazing, you know, the four big guns in this World Cup, going into the World Cup, were Brazil, Germany, Argentina, and Spain. Now three of them have been very unimpressive so far. Only Germany had a romp against Portugal yesterday, and that was partly to do with Portugal, you know, just having a man sent off and self-destructing. So you know, it's who knows. This is a very, very open World Cup.
Very.
If Spain loses another match tomorrow against Chile, they're going home and they're the world champions. So. It's been a fabulous World Cup so far. To answer your question, the Brazilian press is going to slam these guys tomorrow. There's no question about
yes.
that.
Yes. There's been a lot of talk about the facilities, Les. How many of the venues have been completed at the last minute? Is everything up to the mark? You've been to many World Cups.
Well, so, from what we've seen, we've been to the Maracanã in Rio. That's right up to scratch. No problems there. The stadium in Cuiabá, where the Australians were playing, is also looking fine. There might be some parts of it which are unfinished that we don't even know about. I think the stadiums are just about ready. There was the stadium in São Paulo, where the opening game was played. There was some temporary seating in there, so there were some issues there. But the stadium here in Porto Alegre is finished. I don't think they're a major problem. We have little problems here and there, like the servicing people not knowing where things are and not being able to give proper directions. Little things like that can be a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been fine.
What about tomorrow, then? Tell us, what do you reckon? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, look, anything can happen in this game, as you know. We're up against it. The thing is that Holland will be up because of their victory over Spain. And part of that was of Spain's own doing. You remember the goalkeeper was blamed for at least two of the five goals, and they just collapsed. Australia is not going to collapse. They're not a collapsing team, as you saw against Chile.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think Australia will make much more of a game of it, and we have a good record against the Dutch.
We do.
In three games, we haven't lost to them.
No.
We beat them once, drew twice.
Yep.
They don't like playing against us. I know that, and so they're going to be very wary, and I hope we can catch them on the hop.
Good on you. Let's hope so. And just before you go, as things stand right now, and it's only young, the World Cup, but as you look at it all, who do you fancy to win the championship as you see it now?
Well, I did say Brazil at the start, and I guess I should still say it because they got 4 points from two games, and they're playing Cameroon next, and I'm pretty sure they'll beat them. But they're having a very slow start, unimpressive so far, both games. And at the moment, you have to say, well, Germany has been the most impressive, and the Dutch, of course.
Yeah, well, we'll go tomorrow.
We play them tomorrow.
And we beat them tomorrow, and that'll really upset the apple cart. Great to talk to you. The best to all of you. All of Australia are on side, believe me. All of Australia have never heard of soccer, but they're on side, Les, believe me.
Thanks, Alan. Well, thanks to you. They will hear about it now.
They will indeed. All right, Les.
Cheers,
there he is from Brazil. Les Murray, 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, Australia versus the Netherlands.